Next question is Vicente, V-I-C-E-N-T-A, last name, first name, oh no, it's first name, last name, R-E-Q-U-E-N-A, 4532. Today is 10-1-23. This is a 91-year-old woman from Mexico with recent history of dehydration, urinary tract infection. Patient weighs less than 80 pounds. Folks at the hospital recommended hospice care, especially since she has very little need. She has very little. She has expressed in the past that she does not want to be. She does not want to go back and forth to the hospital. She wants to be kept comfortable at home. She has 9 children. She's not married. She lives with her family, and she has she has 1,000 grandkids in quotation. Of course, not 1,000, but she has many, many grandchildren here in the Houston area. Period. In paragraph, she was married at one time. She never smoked, she never drank, she never really held a job outside the house, period. COVID immunization upstate, period. Medication includes risperidone, 0.5 once a day, Ristat, R-E-S-T-A-T, for Restasis for constipation, and Lisinopril, 5 milligrams, and Fosamax, period. COVID immunizations update, allergy, none. Social, never been a heavy drinker or smoker, as I said. Review of system. Significant weight loss, especially in the past 2 weeks. Minimal appetite, eats less than a child, weighs less than 80 pounds. She's bedbound. She's 88, total ADA dependent, wears a diaper, not been able to walk for some time. She has lost weight. She doesn't know who she is, where she is. She doesn't recognize anyone. She definitely has Steindauer syndrome with severe agitation, hence the reason for the risperidone at nighttime. She appears to be at pain from time to time. The doctors said the hospice should take care of her pain issues and has had no blood in the stool except for bouts of constipation because of lack of hydration, not eating, and has had recent sepsis and urinary tract infection related to her advanced age, severe and compromised immune system because of her advanced age and lack of being able to stimulate, period. The paragraph patient also shows evidence of protein, calorie, malnutrition, weight loss, and severe, especially in the lower extremity and the temporal region, period. An exam, she weighs, weight was not recorded today. She's in bed. She's awake but very confused, just confabulating and talking nonsense with family present. Does not appear to be in pain. Blood pressure, 90 over palp, respiration, 20. Pulse is 89 or TruSat not obtained at this time. Heart pulses, pulses of stool, lungs clear, abdomen is soft, scaphoid, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash or mucosal tiny lesion. TMs are clear. Assessment number one, here we have a 91-year-old woman with a history of failure to thrive, a recent hospitalization for sepsis, urinary tract infection, dehydration, volume depletion. Patient is confused, definitely has advanced dementia, ADL dependent, eating very little, very close to dying. She is very much hospice appropriate with Sundowner syndrome, most likely has less than 6 months to live, period. New paragraph, anxiety, next one is agitation with dementia, next one is weight loss significant, next one is muscle wasting, next number bowel and bladder incontinent, next one is ADL dependent, total ADL dependent, next number is significant weight loss. Next time is expected to do poorly, and we'll have hospice evaluate and admit patient ASAP. Family is very much in agreement with patient's wishes. Thank you.